We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 27, verses 21 through 26. Of course, Paul is aboard a grain ship that is doomed. It is stuck in a nor'easter. It's been there for 14 days. All hope of surviving is lost. And then, in verse 21, Paul suddenly stands on the deck of the ship and says, I urge you to keep up your courage because none of you will be lost. I noted last time that F.F. Bruce said this was not the product of wishful thinking. Paul spoke as one who had received divine reassurance. Well, we've noted this before, but it really applies now. Earlier at Fair Havens, Paul had a sense that trying to get to Port Phoenix would end in disaster. He warned the ship's council that it might result in the loss of the cargo, the ship, and perhaps human life. Now, he didn't have a direct revelation from God at that point. It was his sea judgment more than anything that warned him of the dangers. By the way, this wasn't Paul's first experience with sea disasters. He could remember another voyage that he details in 2 Corinthians 11. After the ship was destroyed, he floated on some wreckage for nearly 24 hours before he was rescued. Apparently, that time, there was a considerable loss of life. So Paul's prior warning to the grain ship captain had stemmed from experiences like that. But now, Paul speaks from a direct spiritual revelation. This is not human prediction. It is divine mandate. And friends, there's a world of difference between the two. We might have a human premonition of danger, but having a direct word from God is totally different. As F.F. Bruce once put it, no amount of experience or shrewd calculation could have given him this assurance. He ascribes his new confidence to a supernatural revelation made to him during the night by a messenger, probably an angel of God. 2 years before this moment, Paul had been deeply concerned that he would die in the hands of the Jews. One night, Jesus appeared to him in his cell and told him, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." This time, Paul is not in a dry cell. He is in a raging storm. But the message is the same. Do not be afraid. You must stand trial before Caesar. Friends, take that to heart. When God has set a date on his divine calendar for you to be somewhere and do something for him, the intervening circumstances will have nothing to say. You may be in a dry cell or a wet storm, but neither one will change God's plans. Paul must testify to Caesar. That's the bottom line. How he gets there may certainly change, but he is going to get there. Now, I want us to notice something powerful that the angel says to Paul in verse 24. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. When John MacArthur was preaching on this passage, he half-kiddingly told his congregation, I don't think that the ungodly of this world know how fortunate they are to have us righteous people around. Do you know that? What an interesting statement. And you know what? He's going to say a lot more. And I'll come back to that next time on Verse by Verse.